The Cocktail Nation on WXLV Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.
Now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
And I'm back from Bali with a healthy tan and a more relaxed attitude. Yes, it is possible. On the show, our first chat with our movie expert Kramer about lounge and bachelor pad type movies. I've got news on a Grace Kelly exhibition here in Australia, and I've got an interesting story about a wartime flyboy, a story that I found in the newspaper just the other day. Swank advice on telephone use and analog versus the digital world. And of course, our look at the world of swank with some great gigs from across the world to see. Let's kick it off with Tikiaki Orchestra now and Mysteria on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net.
She took my last cigarette, then my heart. She took my last cigarette. And she says, don't love me too much, I'm a bad girl. My little boy hopes they get all crushed, like the last smoke's whirl of a dying cigarette. My last cigarette, then my heart. She took my last cigarette. She takes a slow taxi ride to a town called Memory. I see a face crying. Then she swirls in gossamer, caressed by my last lucky stride. Anoint her pearls, stilettos cursed, and torched by my last lucky stride. Then they all tattoo her, blood tears from my last lucky stride.
The Clock Donation thanks to ultraswang.net and Lounge Leader Coop Cooper here with you with Jimmy Vargas, and She Took My Last Cigarette. Real easy to find out what is going on in the world of swank, lounge and exotica. All you need to do is head over to our website, www.cocktailnation.net. We've got news stories every single day. It's almost like your own lounge and magazine, so check it out online, cocktailnation.net. Tonight we're joined by a good friend of the Cocktail Nation, Kramer, who's going to join us each week to talk about lounge and movies, kicking off this week with Bob Hope and Bachelor in Paradise. Kramer, the reason we decided to get you on is because we know that you have such a wonderful collection of CDs. How many have you got thus far?
So it's up to about 6,500 now.
Wow.
I know, it's kind of sad. And about 4,000, maybe 5,000 of the film soundtracks, so I'm doing pretty well.
I know you've got an extra wing on your apartment now so that you can just house the record library. It's probably going to start to kind of like tip over to one side a little bit. You might have to boost it up.
Well, I've actually called the room the Shock Theatre, because whenever people walk in, as you know, they just stand there and go, I can't believe what I'm looking at.
Well, I thought we'd get you on the show because we know that you know a lot about movies from across, from the 30s, right through to today. So you're the perfect guy. We're going to talk about lounging bachelor pad type movies. And I thought a good one to start off with is the Bob Hope film, Bachelor in Paradise. Have you seen that?
I saw it a long, long time ago when I was getting into all those old Bob Hope movies on television. They were always on the weekends. Whenever it rained, you'd either have Bob Hope movies, Elvis Presley movies, Abbott Costello, or Jerry Lewis. So you watched them all when I was a kid, and I never missed them. And some of them are funny and some of them weren't, but Bob was just ahead of his time.
This is Bob, the world's greatest authority on love, Hope. Do you find that you're kissing more but enjoying it less? Well, then just learn a few secrets from Bachelor in Paradise. But I'm the safest man in California. You've never met a more determined bachelor than me.
Well, that's obvious, but it still doesn't make you any safer, you know.
Bachelor in Paradise is the riotous inside story of what goes on in those suburban housing developments when the husbands go off to work and the wives take lessons in love from the expert.
You'll awaken passions you've never known before.
Bachelor Bob calls it research. The Hope Report on American Housewives. You gotta give this lad E for effort. He can't pilot a washing machine or a garbage disposer or even navigate in a supermarket. And as for babysitting...
High tide. Aren't you supposed to powder them first?
No, you oil them first.
Oil? This kid hasn't done 1,000 miles yet.
But when it comes to women...
I'm not made of stone, you know.
No, not unless they're doing some new things with it.
Oh, please, you gotta come and clear my name. My whole marriage hangs in the balance.
The couple next door do their own research. It's those kooky young lovers of Where the Boys Are and Honeymoon Machine, Jim Hutton and Paula Prentice.
Baby, let's skip dinner.
lovely, luscious Lana Turner. Never so gay or so gorgeous.
I can sail a boat, bake strudel, and I play a mean piano. Among other things.
Let me hear a little more about the other things.
Bachelor in Paradise is more than the adventures of a zany love researcher. It's a story about you and me, about the way we live and the way we love. As human and humorous as these angry husbands on the march.
They're all coming. Over the wall.
Order in the court.
Well?
Our ladies wearing lipstick and dresses during the day.
Nobody wraps garbage like that unless there's some hanky-panky going on.
Nous voulons la faire chexamen.
We could have conducted the most marvelous experiments together.
Look. Rosemary, what are you doing in my bed?
You... And what are you people doing in my boudoir?
Oh, no, you don't.
This particular point in this movie, which is in the early 60s, he's of reasonable age by that point, and he's playing a lounging Lothario bachelor amongst all these young married women in suburbia, and yet somehow he pulls it off.
I think the reason he did that was because it was Bob Hope, and he just had that suave thing. He'd get away with it, because, like you said, it was early 60s, and when you look at some of the other movies that were around then, you had things like Bachelor Flat, which is about a bunch of young guys near the beach. Even though the film wasn't a hit, it probably went to a younger audience, and you were getting those type of movies that were really pushing the boundaries of what was then the Film Censorship Board, which was the Hays Code in America. So some of these movies really tried to get around the censors, where Bob's like, you know, my style of comedy is like this. If you don't like it, don't watch.
And of course, the film starred the beautiful Lana Turner, which some people at the time, back in 1960, said that she was somewhat miscast, being just a little bit too young for Bob. Still a fantastic movie, nonetheless, one that you do need to check out. A bachelor pad on the loose in suburbia. It is Bachelor in Paradise, starring Bob Hope, so get that one out. Here is the track from the soundtrack, Bachelor in Paradise.
Way back. How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like a fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? while her room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like a sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. Life, sunshine enough to spread. Well, it's just like that fella said. Tell me quick, ain't that a kick in the head? Like a fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like a sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wet. Well, she's picked out a king-size bed. Well, I couldn't be any better, or I'd be sad. Oh, tell me quick, oh, ain't that a kick? Oh, tell me quick, ain't that a kick in the head? Yeah.
Coop Cooper, Swank Extraordinaire. On WXLV, The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Coctonation with Coop Cooper, thanks to ultraswank.net. Arthur Lyman, who we lost in 2002 with the song Cubana Chant. Now, coming up, a very interesting exhibition, which I would love to see, and one that's perfect for all of our Australian listeners, Grace Kelly Style Icon. It is running from March 11 through till 17th of June. When people think of Grace Kelly, one of the most photographed women of the 20th century, they usually recall her beauty and elegance. She rose to fame as an actress in the 1950s, starring in films by Hitchcock and others, and her image was cultivated by the movie industry, which fed cinema goers growing appetite for pictures of glamorous stars through magazines and newspapers. Grace Kelly's Style Icon will highlight the spectacular wardrobe of Grace Kelly and examine her glamorous Hollywood image and enduring appeal. The exhibition features dresses from such films as High Society and the gown that she wore to accept her Oscar in 1955, and it follows the evolution of her style as Princess Grace of Monaco, including the incredible wedding dress and her many dinner gowns of the 1960s and 70s by some very, very famous designers. The exhibition is going to be displayed exclusively in Australia at the Bendigo Art Gallery. Grace Kelly Style Icon is organised by the Victoria and Albert Museum, London, and the Grimaldi Forum in Monaco. So check this one out. Grace Kelly, Style Icon, running from March 11th through to the 17th of June 2012. One now from a gal that we met just last week. Her name is Angie Hubbard. And if you haven't checked out the video of her incredible version of Black Coffee, check it out online. It'll be in the last week's playlist section of the website. It's a special YouTube link we've got there. www.cocktailnation.net. Here she is with Pennies from Heaven.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You fight your fortune falling all over town. Just be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Saving for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear a thunder, don't burn under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Save them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear a thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you.
Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
Trouble is a man. A man. No more, no more. my only trouble is a man. A man who's handsome and tall, so tall. Trouble is a man.
That must be the chief.
We're on our way, chief.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Look, fella, I'm a little busy right now. Would you mind calling back later?
Donation thanks to Ultra Swank Lounge leader Coop Cooper playing all the classic lounge and neo lounge and Exotica with the Moonrays there and Beat Girl. Interesting story that I came across in our local newspaper, the Daily Telegraph here in Sydney. It was in the letters to the editor section of the newspaper. It says, search for an old friend, Oswald Headley. Do you recognise this photo? And it's got a photo of a man who's wearing aviation gear. He's got the cap, he's got the goggles, he's looking to the side, he's got a pencil-thin moustache. very 1940s with a flying leather jacket on, and it's also autographed to a young gal. The story goes on to say, "Do you recognize this photo? My grandfather lost contact with his family in the 1940s. I think he may have changed his name. This photo was taken in 1938 when he was 39 years old. He was a motor mechanic by trade, and it looks like by the photo that he liked to fly. I'm anxious to find out what happened to him before his memory is lost in time. Contact Sue." And it's got Sue's email address here. And I thought to myself, what an incredible story this must be. Who is this man? What is the story behind this 1938 flyboy? Looks like he's straight out of World War II. Well, I managed to find another story, and this was sent to me from a listener after I'd posted the story on our website, cocktailnation.net. A listener found this in the Northern Territory, which is in the top end of Australia, where they ran the full story in the paper. And I'll read it to you. A woman is trying to solve the decades-old mysterious disappearance of her grandfather. Sue Vaughan believes her grandfather, Oswald Hedley, may have come to the Territory before he suddenly disappeared more than 70 years ago. The motor mechanic was born in Durham in England in 1899, was adopted and migrated to Australia in 1913. He grew up near Wollongong, where his father William owned a soft drink factory. He married Margarita Jones and had three children, Mary, Lucy and Constance, but was divorced in 1930, and records are scant after that. He only kept in touch with eldest daughter Mary and sent the last known photograph of him wearing a leather jacket and aviation gear in a 1938 studio photograph taken in Hurstville in New South Wales. Miss Vaughan, an educator in Sydney, is searching for any information on him and believes he may have changed his name. She says this may have been because he owed child support, and in those days, if you couldn't afford to pay this, you would be sent to jail. There's a rumour he may have come to the Territory. I've searched all over the world, death certificates, birth certificates, but there's no record of him passing on. My mother never spoke to him, and I started this thing to bring closure. My only real hope is that he did have a happy ending. What an incredible story. You can check out the photo on my website, cocktailnation.net. I love finding these sort of things. What an incredible story. What is the story of this man? Was it exciting? Or maybe it wasn't that exciting. An interesting find, nonetheless. Swank advice tonight on modern communication. It seems to me today that the more connected we've become, the worse we are at keeping in contact with people. It's the old analog versus digital struggle that is affecting society. These days, it seems almost impossible to get some friends and acquaintances and relatives to even pick up the phone or even reply to an SMS. Some people seem to be only able to fit in a quick status update or click like on a posting on Facebook. We've become so self-obsessed and time-poor that we no longer make time to chat on the phone or grab a cup of coffee. And I find it interesting, frustrating, and sometimes downright annoying to try and get in touch with people who, ironically, you know, are very well connected with their gadgets and social media. Just like listening to an old LP, going for a walk or reading a book, sometimes we all need to step back into the analog world to re-establish those human bonds that make life worth living. Taking some time to stop and smell the roses. Take the time to have lunch or coffee with a friend. Allow yourself an afternoon with no time constraints to sit, chat and watch the world go by. And for heaven's sake, turn that phone off. Give them your entire attention. And when you're done, you can give back to all those people who are trying to get in touch with you. If there's a topic that you'd like me to cover, send an email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. And Henry Mancini now with a Peter Gunn theme.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Music.
Up to you to explain. I'm thinking maybe, baby, I'll go away. Someday, somewhere, maybe you'll come and say, it's you that I need. And you'll be pleading in vain. It had to be you.
To be you,
I wandered around, finally found the somebody who
could make me be true.
Just to be sad, thinking of you.
Some others I've seen might never be me.
Might never be cross, or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do.
Oh,
with all your faults and love you still.
It had to be you, wonderful you.
It had to be you. Some others I've seen,
some others I've seen,
might never be mean,
might never be mean, might never be cross,
or try to be boss, they wouldn't do,
for nobody else
gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still.
It had to be you,
wonderful you.
It had to be you.
Coctonation for ultraswank.net. Tony Bennett with Carrie Underwood. And It Had to Be You. That's from the latest duets album that he's released. Tony has announced an Australian tour for April, so we look forward to welcoming him down under. Time for a look at the world of swank now. Easy Lounge is coming up every first Thursday of the month with DJ Tom LG, introducing Blue Hawaii, spinning some classic Tiki 45s, and there's a special Tiki menu and no cover on this one. 3255 Lakeshore Avenue in Oakland, California. Mr. Who's Orchestronica coming up on the 24th of Feb at DeRom in New York. A special Valentine's Day feature from Ricky Derrick that he sent me for February the 14th with a special screening of Casablanca. Tickets are on sale right now at thelakewoodtheatre.com. Also coming up on the 25th of February, we've got a special happy birthday baby party, Don the Beachcombers. It's a special Don Beach birthday celebration starring the Tiki Aki Orchestra, and Marina, the fire-eating mermaid, is going to be there as well. We did an interview with Marina actually in our book that we released here through the Coctonation, Coop Cooper's Coctonation, The Interviews. This is over at Don the Beachcomber, 16278 Pacific Coast Highway, Huntington Beach. The Tiki Cowboys have got some great gigs lined up for you for February. Coming up February 18th. Brian Reed and Eric the Baron are getting together as a duo, going to be performing for a couple of special shows in Oak Park, and some special guests are dropping by as well. Jennifer Keith is playing at the Queen Mary once again. She's there every single Saturday. She's also in every Tuesday at Perch at 448 South Hill Street in Los Angeles. The Oana Luau at the Lake is back again for 2012, June 21st to the 24th. And this one in from Tiki Kaliki over at Hukilau, some Hukilau news, that Sven Kirsten's going to be presenting The Golden Age of Tiki Archaeology. Unpublished images from the Sven Kirsten Archive. It's a separate ticketed event. You might like to check this one out via the Hukilau website. And Maikai History, Mystery and Adventure, special swanky symposium. Plenty of events to check out. You might like to head over to my website, coctonation.net. Check out our website. You can find out all the events that are going on right across the globe. And if you've got some events, you can always submit them to me as well, thecoctonation@gmail.com. Always happy to hear from you. Let's get back into the music right now. And this is Lushy with Pally Highway.
Luscious and green, Pally Highway, it's a real green scene. Fields of bamboo and coconut too. Flora and fauna everywhere, Pally Highway. Pally Highway, Pally Highway, on a Pally Highway.
That ego people pay to see.
Enchanted.
The Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation for UltraSwank.net, Janet Seidel and Slow Hot Wind. You can follow the Cocktail Nation by checking out our Facebook page, and we've also got a Twitter page as well. Cocktail Nation is the handle on that one. Hello to a few new friends as well. Glamophage, Cecil Stefani, DTBC, EB Council, Johnny Velour, and Kevin Gamble. You might remember Kevin as Tiki Johnny from the Tiki Bar TV series. And hi to Keith Buck as well, who's just started following us at our Cocktail Nation Twitter page. Well, that wraps up the show this week. I'm going to be joining you next week in another huge week of lounge, exotica and tiki. We're going to leave you with a former Sydney band by the name of Woody and the Senator, who I got to chat to not so long ago and got to see their show when they played in Albury in regional New South Wales when I was living in the country. Woody and the Senator with The Thing. Stay hip.
The Cocktail Nation on WXLV, Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.